2 years after leaving the Oval Office, George Bush has finally completed his memoirs and delivered his first in-depth apologia for his time in office. He details how he saw the major developments, including, of course, 9/11, the invasion of Iraq and the conflict in Afghanistan. And he says he still feels terrible and sick about the fact that weapons of mass destruction were never found in Iraq. His Under Secretary of Defence for Policy at the time of the invasion was Douglas Feith. I spoke to him earlier and asked him, first of all, what he made of the way the Obama administration was now tackling Iraq and Afghanistan.
On Iraq, the administration has been much more responsible than Barack Obama's rhetoric was during his presidential campaign. He tended to talk very sharply about what a complete loss the Iraq war was. Now he's talking about the enormous things, valuable things that have been accomplished recently that he doesn't want to fritter away. On Afghanistan, he's invested quite heavily and is saying that he's intent on trying to strike this balance between announcing that he's going to get out in a year or so from now with saying that he wants to ensure that the Afghan government has the capabilities to handle the country's problems after we withdraw.
Right. Can he have it both ways?
And I'm not sure that he can have it both ways.
I mean, one of the issues that George Bush has talked about in his memoirs now is the whole question of intelligence, of what he knew or thought he knew with regard to Iraq, with regard to links, of course, to weapons of mass destruction, links towards Al-Qaeda. Would you accept that, frankly, the intelligence was wrong?
Well, the intelligence was wrong in key respects. We all know that. The CIA...
Let me put it another way, that it was wrong to have provided that intelligence at the time.
Well, the intelligence on Iraqi weapons of mass destruction did not change from the Clinton era to the Bush era. The same intelligence was presented. The Clinton administration officials made virtually all the same statements about Iraqi WMD that Bush administration officials later made, based on the same intelligence.
But wasn't part of the rationale for military action the post 9/11 links to Al-Qaeda, the need to do something, the need to cut Al-Qaeda off at the knees, and Iraq became the chosen target when perhaps now you would say it would have been better to have gone for Afghanistan?
Well, no, I think that's a misunderstanding. The concern was the danger that various state supporters of terrorism like the Saddam Hussein regime might provide to terrorist groups that might attack the United States. That was a proper and legitimate concern, even though the particular contacts with Al-Qaeda were not great between the Iraq government and Al-Qaeda. But the Iraqi government, Saddam's government, did support various terrorist organizations in various ways, and that was a serious concern. Iraq was a concern even before 9/11, but in light of 9/11 and in light of the American vulnerabilities that were exposed by the 9/11 attack, the Iraq problem looked even more urgent and more important.
Are you surprised that U.S. forces, allied forces, are still in both Afghanistan and Iraq now? Would you have envisaged that this would be done and dusted by now?
As I said, I think that it depends on how one conceives of the mission. We certainly were hoping that we were not going to have combat operations lasting for 7 or 8 years. And the fact that we're still engaged in combat operations in Afghanistan is bad news. But the idea that you would continue to have troops in a country to perform various other kinds of missions other than combat is not surprising.
Douglas Feith, who served as Under Secretary of State for Policy under former US President George W. Bush.